This is a podcast from ABC Overnights. Here's Trevor Chappell.
Joining us on the program is Mariah Williams, who is a hockey roo and heading off to the Olympics. Hello, Mariah.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Mariah, firstly, how excited are you about going?
Oh, really excited. I mean, with everything that's been going on in the past year and a half with COVID and knowing that it possibly couldn't have went ahead was definitely like really scary. So knowing that it's definitely going ahead, we leave in a couple of weeks. I'm really excited and really thrilled to get over there and play.
As we're in NAIDOC week at the moment, as a Wiradjuri woman, how significant is NAIDOC week for you?
Yeah, NAIDOC week is, really, really significant for me in my life and also for everyone's life around me. NAIDOC week is a really important week, I guess, to celebrate the history and the culture of the achievements of the Aboriginal community and Torres Strait Islander community in Australia. Yeah, I just think it's such a really important week for everyone to just, I guess, pay a bit more attention to the Indigenous community and Torres Strait Islander community and just maybe learn a little bit more of the history and, yeah, the culture that we live, yeah.
That's one of the great things about NAIDOC Week is that we see so many stories that we should be hearing not only in NAIDOC Week but every day or every week or every couple of weeks and just be aware of what's going on around us.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's so easy to just learn every day or every week a little bit more about, the culture and the history of the Aboriginal community.
Let's take a look at hockey. When did you start playing?
I actually started hockey when I was 3 years old, and I sent a photo to the girls, the hockey roos, the other day. And they're like, oh, my God, you shouldn't even be walking. Here you are playing a hockey game. So, yeah, I was 3 years old and I was, thrilled to play. A little young whippersnipper that just wanted to have the hockey stick in my hand, really.
Did you ever cut off hockey stick at that age?
Yes, I did. And my dad re-gripped it so it looked like it was not cut off.
Was hockey a thing in your family or is it just something that you wanted to do?
No, yeah, it definitely was a thing in my family. All my family members played and, like, my aunties and uncles and everything like that. And we lived across the road from the hockey field in Parkes, New South Wales. So I was forever at the hockey field all the time. So, yeah, hockey is definitely a family thing and definitely something I was definitely born to do.
So how early were you when you started playing competitively?
At, like, an international standard or national standard?
just in a club. I mean, if you had a hockey stick at the age of 3, I mean, what were you, 4 or 5 when you started in the local junior competition?
I actually started, at 4. So I started,
right,
like, holding the hockey stick at 3, but started, competitively as a 4-year-old.
What, is that in, like, under 6s or under 8s? Was there, what sort of competition were you playing in?
Well, funny you say that. My mum was actually the coach of the Minky team, so I actually wasn't meant to be playing, but they just couldn't stop me, so they just put me on the field, and I just ended up playing. I wasn't meant to play.
When was it discovered that you had potential to either to play at a senior level, like at a state level?
So back in primary school, I had a hockey teacher who actually coached New South Wales teams at the time, and she said to me back in year 4 that I think this girl is going to play for Australia. So I guess I could say she kind of recognized something in me back then, and she definitely trained me all the time. She made me go down at lunchtime and practice my left to right drag and right to left drag at lunchtime. So I guess she probably saw something in me at that time that she thought I could potentially play for Australia.
And at what time, at what age was it that you did first play for Australia?
I debuted for Australia when I was 17 years old.
Is that pretty young for it to debut at 17?
Yeah, pretty young. I mean, these days it's happening more and more, but back then it wasn't like a normal thing. It was a really big shock for me, obviously moving from the country and then a couple of years in Newcastle, and then all of a sudden I am playing for the Hockey Roos. I was like, oh, goodness, what even? Like, I didn't even really understand what the Hockey Roos was.
Do you remember the first game that you played for Australia?
Yeah, I do. It was here in Perth, and it was against South Korea. And I tell you what, it wasn't my best game, so I was a bit worried after that how my career was going to go after that game.
Have you always played as a forward?
Yeah, forward and attacking midfield, yeah.
And did you score? You presume if it wasn't the best of games, you didn't score in that game?
No, I definitely didn't. No. I don't even know if I trapped the ball. I was that nervous.
So was it nerves that got the better of you?
Yes, definitely. And then just, yeah, the change of pace. I just came from an under-18s tournament where I was one of the younger girls in that team, and all of a sudden I was then going to an international team a month later. So, yeah, it was definitely the speed of the game, and then just the speed of the game, really.
Who did you score your first goal against?
Oh, really good question. I think it was South Africa in South Africa. Yeah, South Africa.
Is it one of those things is when you watch competitions or you watch sporting events, when people score their first goal, it's pretty exciting and the team tends to get around you. Does that happen in hockey as well?
Yeah. The girls did get around me when I scored my first goal. It was pretty exciting. So, yeah, it does happen, and we try to celebrate the girls that debut these days and score their first goal. I mean, it's such an exciting time for them to score a goal, and we can just make it even more special by just celebrating such the hard work those girls do. So, yeah, it definitely is a thing.
How difficult has been the lead up to this year's Olympics with COVID and being able to play together and also to practice?
Yeah, it's been really hard, I guess. Not playing international games has been, yeah, really challenging for us. The European teams have had a few games against each other, so I guess, you know, that's the positive of being over there. You can still play and they're still being able to play. But, yeah, we've also had a few up and downs within our program in the past year. So we've had a lot of challenges. But, I mean, we've dug deep and we think we're on a really good track. We've played a few games against New Zealand, which we're lucky that we were able to do that. And, yeah, I think we're on the right track and we're hoping to come home with that gold medal.
How are we going ranking-wise? Where are we ranked in the world at the moment?
I think we're kind of ranked either fourth or fifth, but that's only because the European teams are able to play. We are officially ranked number two in the world, but because the other teams have been able to play, their ranking has moved up and we've just gone down because we haven't been able to play. But we are officially ranked number two in the world.
For you, who do you think are the biggest threats to Australia, and do you look forward to actually taking on those teams when you play?
Yeah. So obviously the Dutch, and I hope we go up against them in the gold medal match. They're probably our biggest rivalries. But then you also got Argentina, who are really skillful, really fast, really fit. You got New Zealand, who are always tough. You know, they dig deep, and we always play such a head-to-head game with the New Zealand girls. But then we've also got China and Japan in our pool. So they're teams that are really abnormal to play against. They don't play a normal style like us, so they're always really challenging. And obviously being in Tokyo, Japan at a home kind of game, home tournament, so they also will be pretty hard to beat. But I think we're heading down the right direction, really.
What is it about the Australian team that you that makes you feel that you have a chance? What's the ace that's hidden up the sleeve? Although you can't really tell us what that is, because then everybody will know. But what is it about the Australian team that you think sets you apart?
We can dig deep for a full 60 minutes. We play with a lot of heart on our sleeves. I would say we are a fit team, which is good. But I think our main thing is we're a fit team and we dig really deep and we play with a lot of heart and we will not give up and we will not make it easy for you to beat us. So I guess that's probably the biggest one. We got a lot of heart.
Do you really enjoy playing as much as you did as a child? And I know that people always ask that of sports people, if you have fun, in inverted commas. I don't like the word fun, but anyway. is it a game that you still enjoy and that you can still go out and have a hit in the park with kids and still enjoy playing?
Yeah, for me, most certainly. I mean, I can only talk for me personally, because I'm sure other people have different kind of views on that. But for me, yes, I love hockey. I love the competition, the competitiveness of international games. Like, that's what makes it so exciting for me. I'm such a competitive person, so I thrive to want to play such competitive games. But yeah, I love hockey. I've always loved hockey, and yeah, I never want to be taken away from the sport. So personally, there is hard times. You definitely do go through that as an elite athlete. But if you love the game, you'll stick it out in the end. And that's just me. And that's what I do.
I'm sure many other Australians, as well as myself, will wish you the best, and we look forward to watching you play. So good luck as you go into the Olympics.
Yes, thank you very much, and we hope to bring home the gold medal for our Aussie people as well.
Good on you. Thank you very much, Mariah.
No, thank you.